Good morning. It is 10 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. Of course, it's hard to believe that we are already on the 23rd day of September, but the weather is reminding us, right? Yesterday, the first day of fall. This morning, it was 55 degrees. Right now, it's 54 degrees.
Yeah.
All righty. Glad to have you with us. WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, and listening to us on the free WRHI app.
You know, Lucas, some people are just born to make a difference in this world. And Valerie Watson, our guest this morning, we first met... She's written a book about her mother, and she's created a ministry, No Sad Story Ministries. And with October being domestic awareness, yet again, through what do we say? Sometimes a cause we choose, mm-hmm. and sometimes a cause chooses us. And yet again, you're the chosen one, Miss Valerie, and you're making a difference with it. And, of course, we're talking about the 7th Community Formal Fundraiser Ball. And this one is Unmasking the Mask of Domestic Violence and HIV/AIDS. How are you today?
I am fine.
Speak right in that microphone.
I sure will. Thank you. I am doing great this morning on this beautiful, chilly morning.
It is.
I'm wonderful. I am doing great. Thank you so much for inviting me, my favorite anchor woman and my favorite anchor man. Thank you. Thank you.
We appreciate you very, very much. Now, No Sad Story. A story about your mother and being diagnosed with HIV. Lucas and I both so many times have just been amazed by your courage, by your ability to continue the message, make a difference, and do it in a way where you're leading with love, not pity.
Yes.
Or anger.
Right.
That's true.
But when it comes to domestic violence, what was the catalyst that inspired you to do more for those facing or maybe afraid to speak their truth?
Well, that, like you said, some does causes because they are have a passion for it. But domestic violence was introduced to No Sad Story Ministry because of a personal experience. April the 8th of 2020, last year, it just knocked on my door. It just came into my home. My goddaughter, Sharikia Johnson, moved into my home December the 17th of 2019. Her son, 5 years old, and Alex, 10 years old, moved in my home because of domestic violence. And because she was still in contact with her estranged husband, found out where we lived, and decided that he didn't like a decision that she made being apart from him. And decided on April the 8th at around 10 o'clock to break into my home where she was working from home. And our junior, which was the son they had together, was sitting at my dining room table. And she and I heard this loud noise. We jumped up. I was in my office, which was across from her, from my dining room where she was working, had set up her working station. Her and Junior was there. We heard this noise. She jumps up, grabs Junior, and they started backing up against the wall, the corner of the room. And I'm standing there looking, and all of a sudden I see this man comes in my dining room with a gun pointed. Oh. And him and I made eye contact, and he says to her, "You playing around with me? This is what you get when you play around with me." I shoot down my hallway into my bedroom, lock my doors, grab my home phone that was in my bedroom, and hid in my closet as I proceeded to hear 5 gunshots.
Oh.
And that's the way.
Valerie.
That's what happened on April the 8th, 2020, in my home.
So much to learn about domestic violence.
Yes.
Because there you are. Helping someone, potentially you almost lost your own life.
Yes.
In the process of helping. You like to believe that, you know, I think it's hard for anybody to really understand. The first question is, why do you stay? Why didn't you ask for help? I mean, we just saw this in the headlines with the Gabby Petito. It looks in hindsight as if that might have explained the nature of their relationship and why she is now, her body has been found. We don't know. But it's like, why doesn't the victim ask for help sooner?
Because of the manipulation, because of fear, because they have been groomed to depend upon the husband, because he has gotten into their ear, their mind, their emotions. Every part of that woman has been sucked up by him and manipulated, and they have been told, "You can't live without me." Mm. And when this is drilled into you day in, day out, and you have been have formed a routine, this is what happens. Mm. And even though you're away from them, these voices are still in your head.
Well, I would imagine in the beginning, too, it feels pretty cool to be loved so much that someone wants to spend all their time with you.
Exactly. It's called the honeymoon stage.
Yeah, you think it's okay.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
How is Junior doing today, and where is he?
Now, Junior is the one that he shot and killed.
Oh,
his
gosh.
Five-year-old.
I'm so sorry.
Yes. He shot and killed her, the wife, and the five-year-old.
Okay.
So
and Alex,
deaths.
Yes. And okay. Alex is the oldest one. Actually, thank God he slept through the whole thing.
Oh.
And when the police came in to get me, I told the police that there was a 10-year-old downstairs in our basement, which was a fully furnished basement. Oh. And he went downstairs to get Alex, and he said, "Mrs. Watkins, you didn't see anything, and Alex won't either." And Alex didn't see anything, but when he saw me, he just threw himself in my arms, and he said, "Miss Valerie, where's my mommy? Where's my brother?" And I said to him, I said, "Mommy and your little brother may have to go to the hospital, but Miss Valerie's here, and Papa Ron is on his way."
Miss Valerie, see, that's so easy because you're such a loving person. I want to continue our conversation and share with our listeners the details about how they can get involved and some of those things. Right now, though, I just want to let our listeners know that it's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock, 55 degrees. We're going to continue our conversation and topic of domestic violence.
Have you tried the all-new KFC chicken sandwich?
Whoa, a new chicken sandwich?
Yes, they started off with a perfectly baked brioche bun, followed by 20% bigger crispy chicken fillet. Of course, they finish it with their classic mayo and extra crispy pickles. I got the classic, but my wife chose the spicy. And the best part, it's only $3.99, or make it a combo with fries and a drink for just $6.99. Sign me up.
It's the KFC chicken sandwich at your local South Carolina KFC. What's better than a summer sunset? Summer savings at Toyota of Rock Hill. Toyota's national sales event is underway featuring our Real Zero Deal. 0% financing, zero due at signing, zero payments for 3 months, and zero cost maintenance. All backed by our rock-solid guarantee. And we honor all dealers' ads. Summer and these savings won't last forever at Toyota of Rock Hill today. Located minutes from uptown at exit 79, toyotarockhill.com. Select new 2021 models with approved credit. Excludes tax, tag, license, and fees. Includes $378 dock fee or financial deferral payments added to loan. Not all buyers qualify. Expires 9/7/21.
Welcome to Tiny Stories with me, Tina Tiny. Today we're with Dirk, a didgeridoo artist.
Sorry, just warming up my lips.
So glad we're wearing masks.
I won $4 on Powerball, invested it all to crowdfund my first album.
Wow, a whole album of that.
I'm calling it Didgeridoo Da Day.
You're freaking me out, Dirk.
This one's for you, Tina.
And that's all from the South Carolina Education Lottery. Tell your tiny story at tellyourtinystory.com.
This is Kevin Ice at Imperial Pool and Patio. Tired of that old ugly tarp covering your pool? At Imperial, we recommend safety and convenience of a Loop Lock cover. With Loop Lock, opening and closing your pool becomes an easy one-person job.
Ask for Loop Lock at Imperial Pool and Spas of Rock Hill and Lake Wylie. Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
What's better than low? Zero. Especially when we're talking interest rates. Apply for a Family Trust credit card today and enjoy an introductory 0% APR for the first 12 months. What do we mean by 0% APR? Exactly that. Plus, we have no balance transfer fees, no annual fee, and no cash advance fee. At Family Trust, we know what you like. And who doesn't like 0% APR? Apply fast and easy on our mobile app or through our website. Call 803-367-4100 or visit FamilyTrust.org for complete terms and conditions. Membership is required.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 21 minutes after 8 o'clock, 55 degrees on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
I'm Lucas McFadden.
We are visiting with Valerie Watson this morning. Watkins. What is
Watkins?
Watkins. Watkins. I'm so sorry. Woo! I'm trying to do it too fast. My head's working faster than my mouth can keep up. But yeah, hello. We're talking about Cry Out to Get Out. It's an opportunity for all of us to attend a fundraiser for Unmasking the Mask of Domestic Violence and HIV/AIDS, two causes that are very, very dear and close to your heart. Before we went to break, we were talking about your story. And Sharikia, of course, lost her life. Not only did she get shot by her estranged husband, but he also murdered their son, who was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about Sharikia in terms of her personality.
Sharikia was a sweetheart. I mean, she loved everybody. She was smart. She was a 20-year vet. Mm. She was a, I found out after her passing that she was a she was also a certified sharpshooter in the military. Mm. She was just a sweet, darling young lady that loved, that cared, that would give you her heart if she could live without it.
Wow.
She really would. She worked in Charlotte at the commissioner's department of Charlotte, and everybody loved her. When you meet her, everybody just loved her. And she loved her godmother. She loved me. She did. She
oh,
did.
My goodness.
And she was like a daughter that I never had.
Oh. Well, my heart is just hurting for you.
This fundraiser on October the 9th, mm-hmm. it's at the Shield Life Center, mm-hmm. Fire Tower Road in Rock Hill. The program's full of a lot of folks. I noticed one specific one down in the corner here that Patty's going to be the mistress of ceremonies, which
is
job
I'm
well
so
done.
Honored.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I just feel like
match made in heaven.
Thank you. We'll do this together.
So the purpose of the event, is it to hear stories like Sharikia? Is it to raise funds? Is it to connect people with organizations that they might see something on in their life? What do you hope will be the takeaway following this event?
Well, the hope that I'm praying that will happen that evening is for our community to see that the need is great. If we had a shelter at the time and the services were prevalent in our community, Sharikia probably would not have come into my home. We would have had a place for her. But because of the increasing numbers of domestic violence in our community, there was no place for her at a shelter nearby. And for her children. And so there was services available, but at the time, the space that she was in and the mindset that she was in at the time, the services and the counseling, she did not take advantage of. So this that evening is going to be filled with information about No Sad Story Ministry and Cry Out to Get Out, which is a domestic violence organization. It's going to be filled with a time for us to give so we can provide shelters for the domestic violence, counseling, therapy, the housing for also for the HIV/AIDS survivors, for our peer specialists, for our case managers, so we can provide salaries for them, transportation for those that are connected, that are HIV survivors to get to Affinity. So that's what this evening is about. And we need the help of the community to get these services to those that are in need.
Where do people need to go to get tickets, Valerie?
Our website, mynssm.org. Again, that's mynssm.org.
All right. And that stands for No Sad Story Ministry.
That's right.
October the 9th at 5:30 is what you want to put on your calendar and be part of the 7th Annual Community Formal Fundraiser.
Yeah, we're getting fancy.
I love it.
Yes, dust off those gowns and put on those heels. And men, put on your tux with those shiny shoes and come on down and be a part of this awesome, awesome ball.
Be part of the conversation and move it forward for sure. Valerie Watkins, just one of our favorite guests, truly. Your message is always inspiring, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.